Hi everybody, Richard Lawson here on The Explosion on hookedwave.com.au. Number 3, our show. It's had to be shelved, the original one. This whole episode is on Bowie. He passed 2 days ago. I still really don't know how I feel. He's gone into legendary eternals, like up there with Bach, Mozart and Hendrix. I don't really feel too sad because he will always be with us. And today's show on The Explosion is totally dedicated to David Bowie and probably his biggest hit ever. To start us off, Heroes. That was Heroes. That was off his album, which he collaborated with Brian Eno in 1977 in Berlin. Going right back to Hunky Dory, we have probably one of his best-loved songs, which has been used quite a bit on television, Life on Mars. And you're on hookthewave.com.au on The Explosion.
It's a god-awful small affair to the girl with the mousy hair. But her mummy is yelling no, and her daddy has told her to go. But her friend is nowhere to be seen. Now she walks through her sunken dream to the seat with the clearest view, and she's hooked to the silver screen. But But the film is a sad thing for, for she's lived it 10 times or more. She could spit in the eyes of fools as they ask her to focus on. Is there life on Mars? It's on America's tortured brow. Mickey Mouse has grown up the cow. Now the workers have struck for fame, 'cause Lennon's on sale again. See the mice in their million hordes, from Ibiza to the Norfolk Broads. Rule Britannia is out of bounds, to my mother, my dog and clown. But the film is a sad thing for, 'cause I wrote it 10 times or more. It's about to be writ again, as I ask you to focus on.
While Bowie was in his Ziggy Stardust phase, he was just coming out of it a little bit, and he actually did a whole album of covers of all his favourite bands in the 60s, right from The Who, The Easy Beats, through to The Yardbirds. This is a little-known track, which ended up being the single off that album, Pinups. It's called Sorrow.
Sorrow.
That was Sorrow off the album Pinups, which is probably it is the first Bowie album I ever brought, way back in 1975, I think. 1974, I was only 13. This next one came from his Scary Monsters album, which to me and a lot of people is probably his last really relevant record in 1981. I know that's a bit of a harsh call, but you know, that's the way I feel about it. This one is just an absolutely amazing song, Ashes to Ashes. It's a bit of a reprise to Space Oddity. Major Tom is actually a junkie. Ashes to Ashes off the Scary Monster album, and you're on hookthewave.com.au. I'm Richard Lawson, and this is the Explosion Radio Show.
It's true. They got a message from the Action Man. I'm happy, hope you're happy too. I've loved all unneeded love. Saw the details fall away. The shrieking when nothing is killing. Just pictures of trap girls and synthesis. And I ain't got no money and I ain't got no hands. But I'm hoping to kick because glad it is glowing. Ashes to ash and fun to fuck it. We know Major Tom's a junkie, strung out in heaven's high, hitting that all time low.
Ashes to Ashes from the Scary Monsters set of 1981. You're on hookthewave.com.au. I'm Richard Lawson and this is the Explosion Radio Show. This whole episode is dedicated to David Bowie and here's one of his biggest hits. It's the one that really broke him wide, worldwide, when he took on the persona of a bisexual alien rock star, Ziggy Stardust and the Spiders from Mars. We'll be right back.
he played guitar, jamming good with Webb and Gilly and the Spiders from Mars. He played it left hand, but made it too far. Became the special man, then we were Ziggy's band. Ziggy really sang, screwed up eyes and screwed down hairdo, like some cat from Japan. He could lick 'em by smiling, he could leave 'em to hang. They came on so loaded, man, well hung in Snow White tan. God-given ass, he took it all too far, but boy, could he play guitar. Making love with his ego, Ziggy sucked up into his mind, like a leather messiah. When the kids had killed a man,
Ziggy Stardust and the Spiders from Mars. This next track is his first single, his first big single. It got him going. It was actually released to coincide with the moon landing in 1969, David Bowie and Space Oddity, and you're on hookthewave.com.au, The Explosion Radio Show. I'm Richard Lawson.
Ground control to Major Tom. Ground control to Major Tom. Take your protein pills and put your helmet on. Ground control to Major Tom. Commencing countdown, engines on. 3, 2, check ignition, 1. And may God's love be with you. This is ground control to Major Tom. Stars look very different today.
sitting in a tin can.
This next track harks back to his love of the 60s bands which he grew up with. It's a fair take on the Yardbirds, this one, but he gave it his own unique spin, which he always did with everything that he ever did. I'm finding this show a bit hard to do, but I'll keep as straight as I can. This one is called The Gene Genie, David Bowie.
Off to the city, strung out on lasers and slashback blazers, and ate all your razors while pulling the waiters, talking about Monroe and walking on Snow White. New York's a go-go and everything tastes nice. Poor little greenie. Ooh. Get back on Gene Genie. Lives on his back. Gene Genie loves chimney stacks. He's outrageous, he screams and he bawls. Gene Genie, let yourself go. Smiles like a reptile. She loves him, but just for a short while. She'll scratch in the sand, won't let go his hands. He says he's a beautician, sells you nutrition, keeps all your dead hair for making up underwear. Poor little greenie. Gene Genie.
Gene Jenny by David Bowie. You're on hookthewave.com.au on the Explosion Radio Show. He killed off Ziggy Stardust live in about 1975 after 2 years and three albums. Ziggy Stardust and the Spiders from Mars, Aladdin Sane and Pinups. Then he went soul into America and linked up with the Philly Sound people, and there was some great stuff that came out of that in his period in America. This is for the first one. The first single off Diamond Dogs, it's called Rebel Rebel.
We'll be right back.
You're on hookthewave.com.au. I'm Richard Lawson, and this is the Explosion Radio Show, totally dedicated to David Bowie, who passed 2 days ago. This next track is from his period around Diamond Dogs, when he went into Young Americans and also Station to Station, and he became the Thin White Duke, concentrating mainly on soul and the Philly sound. This is a perfect example of what he was up to at that time. The lead track from Young Americans.
Like you and I.
Hi, I'm Richard Lawson. You're on the Explosion Radio Show on hookthewave.com.au, coming out of the sunny south coast of New South Wales. Fast forward on this total dedication to Bowie tonight, today, whenever, because you can stream it or podcast it on your computer. We're going forward to 1986, and it's an album that he did, or actually a set of tracks, because it was actually part of a soundtrack. This one's called Absolute Beginners, and it's one of my absolute favourites. Absolute Beginners by David Bowie. You're on hookthewave.com.au on The Explosion, the radio show, The Explosion. I'm Richard Lawson signing off for tonight. Our dedication for David Bowie. It's been a bit hard to actually get through this. It was a very, very, very hard call actually trying to pick the best tracks, but I picked my personal favourites. I found that's always the best thing to do. Be truthful with yourself. And I'm not going to mourn his passing because he's here now. He's here everywhere. One of the great geniuses of rock music of the last 50 years, and he will be remembered right up there with the Beatles and Hendrix as being one of the finest exponents of music of this last 50 years. His last track I'm going to play tonight was one which has always been very close to my heart because of its outstanding visionary lyrics. It's from the Hunky Dory set, and it features the chilling line, "Knowledge comes with death's release." Well, I hope he's got some knowledge now. This one's called Quicksand. It's off Hunky Dory. Signing off, I'm Richard Lawson on The Explosion Radio Show and on hookthewave.com.au.
I'm closer to the golden dawn, immersed in Crowley's uniform of imagery. I'm living in a silent film, portraying Himmler's sacred realm of dream reality. I'm frightened by the total goal, drawing to the ragged hole, and I ain't got the power anymore. No, I ain't got the power anymore. I'm the twisted name on Garbo's eyes, living proof of Churchill's lies. I'm destiny. I'm torn between the light and dark, where others see their target, divine symmetry. Of Homo Tapian.